Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Sometimes we walk through a dry season where we can't hear God speaking and struggle with doubt. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. When author Lynn Austin encountered a spiritual drought, she and her family planned a trip to Israel to reconnect with their faith, and she shared her insights and revelations with Joe from her book, Pilgrimage, My Journey to a Deeper Faith in the Land Where Jesus Walked.
I teach interpretation at the college here, and one of our first lessons is, what did it mean in their town? Tell me what it meant to them. And it seems like that opens up such a large amount of this, just this vast knowledge of, okay, now I'm starting to understand, what did it mean to them? And then you can cross that bridge of, well, now what can that mean to us? But right. A lot of times people don't seem to want to take that step. How do you encourage them to dig a little bit deeper in, and what tools could they use if they don't get to take that trip? What tools could they use to understand what it meant to the people of the original audience?
Well, I think there's a lot of resources out there. I'm not, I have a lot of things in my own library about everyday life and Bible times and that sort of thing, and to really understand the culture and what it meant. But I also think that if you're really seeking God and like prayerfully reading the scripture, I think he'll open it up to you. One experience I had while I was there, we were in this garden, in this olive grove behind in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I had been going through all these changes in my life and just losses and feeling like God was just chopping. And while we were in the Garden of Gethsemane, the tour guide had read the passage from scripture where Jesus prayed in the garden, and right before they prayed in the garden they were in the upper room having the Last Supper, and Jesus gave the lesson, I am the vine, you are the branches. Now, in my modern life, I don't know much about vines and branches, and, you know, your eyes can sort of glaze over those words because it's not a reality in most people's everyday life, especially if you live in the city. But while I was in the Garden of Gethsemane and hearing those words, there was an Israeli gardener actually working in the real-life garden, and he was trimming these olive trees, and he was chopping, and I was relating to the tree because I had felt that same cutting in my own life before I had come on the trip. And at one point, I wanted to jump up and tell him, stop, you're cutting too much, but I don't know anything about trees. But I even asked the tour guide, I said, are they cutting these down? Is that why he's chopping so much? And he said, no, that's just a normal winter pruning. That's what they do every year. And all of a sudden, those words that Jesus spoke were so vivid and so clear to me that even the branches that have borne fruit, he prunes so that they'll be even more fruitful.